The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It's Friday, the 22nd of July. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
No great. Points. Great. Hey, looks like it's going to be a heck of a day, huh?
Well, good morning, everybody, and how are you on this beautiful Friday, the 22nd of July? Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. And, yes, we have Pet of the Week waiting to make their debut in just a moment. Our highs today would just be 99. We may get up to triple digits, but 99 with our lows of around 68. Tomorrow, Saturday calls for 104, and Sunday calls for 106. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And with us this morning, well, before we do that, this portion of the show as we begin is brought to you by
our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, where if you don't have a Sleep Number bed, you're cheating yourself. Voted best bed in America by Consumer Reports. Not only that, but it's made in America. It gives you the opportunity to change the firmness in your bed. It has dual air technology, and I can't say more than that. My Sleep Number setting is 65, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
Yes, but we also have a Snooki setting.
We have a Snooki setting that runs in between in there too, and you know, and you can hear, so we can hear our Pet of the Week back here. But the bottom line on this is that Sleep Number gives you the opportunity to adjust your bed. It offers you the finest sleep you're ever going to have. The with the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you hints, can help you sleep even better. And I didn't think that was possible. Right now, you can get a Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology for only $1,099.98. You say only. But you figure out how long this bed lasts. It's guaranteed. We've had ours for 3 years, not had one problem with it. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, head on over to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice or any of the professionals over there. They're going to put you on one of these beds, and they're going to show you just how comfortable it can be. Sleep Number.
Definitely needed it after, you know, every night we've been watching the Republican RNC convention. Love to get your thoughts and calls in on that. But first, we are going to go to one of my favorite segments of the entire week, and that's our Pet of the Week with Spencer and Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you hear the whimpers from our Pet of the Week. And who have you chosen today?
So this morning I brought with me Walter. Walter is an 8-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback mix. He came into our shelter as a stray at the beginning of this month, and unfortunately no one ever came looking for him. Walter is a very active boy who loves other dogs. We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, and he even does well with cats. He walks really well on a leash, and he's ready to go home today.
And he is just, right now he's trying to climb into your lap.
He's adorable.
He's trying.
He's trying to climb into your lap. And how big do you think he's going to be?
So he's probably going to be about a 70-pound dog. Right now he's about 45 pounds or so. Mm. He's reddish color with that black snout. He's got little white paws. Really adorable. Mm-hmm. Really adorable.
Doesn't have a pity look if anybody's thinking about that.
Yeah, no,
he's got a Ridgeback. He's got a Ridgeback face.
Yeah.
And he is.
He's active and he's cute.
And he sits when you want him to, and he comes over and he's really friendly.
He's not a loop.
What a nice
He's a
dog.
Leaner too.
Oh, does he lean up against
you? Oh yes, he does.
So as you grab your breakfast this morning, we already know that you're going to be sharing with him.
Of course.
Okay, so what else is going on over there?
So we are still offering $15 microchips for the rest of the month of July. And then next month, we have our $20 pit bull spay and neuter special. So if you have a pit bull at home that's not spayed or neutered, you can have it done at our clinic for only $20.
Great deal. But you need to probably call and make an appointment. Right?
You actually need to come down.
You need to come down and make an appointment.
Come down Monday through Friday between 9 and noon, uh-huh. Fill out all of the paperwork, and schedule your appointment.
Okay. Well, that's great. And you know what? This just is another pretty dog. You know, you always pick the best pets.
I try.
I mean, you've come in here with pigs, snakes, hamsters,
birds,
rabbits, everything. And
yes.
I think, you know what, and they all just get taken.
Yes.
Like that. And you know what, you do a great job, Spencer.
Well, thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. And you've already sent me a photo, so we're going to put it up on the website today. So you can take a look at
Walter.
Walter. Now, Walter's name could be changed immediately, right?
Absolutely, yes.
It brings back thoughts of this guy I know, Wally. And it's just, the last time I saw Wally was in Iraq, and he was wearing... He was wearing overalls, like a farmer's overalls, and he worked for a lettered agency. So it was really weird. Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so you've been watching the Republican convention.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I've been watching it since the day one with the unrest on the floor and the guys throwing their credentials down and, you know, and how, you know, there was historical things that never happened before in a convention. But then on some levels, because I would go between, among all the channels, CNBC, MSNBC, excuse me, CNN, C-SPAN, which shows everything just uninterrupted,
right.
And then through in the daytime, if I got a chance when I would come home to change out or do something, there would be breakout sessions. And boy, I'll tell you what, Giuliani twice. I saw him in the Texas delegates as well as the Florida delegates, and he is just like, it's very interesting to hear his long...
Hillary yes. Should really, 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 really hope that doesn't become the Attorney General. In fact, she better hope that Chris Christie doesn't become the Attorney General. Though my holdout for Attorney General is Trey Gowdy. I mean, this guy is a bulldog. And if he says, let's just take a look at this and let's take the gloves off, you know, Ms. Clinton might have a tough time of it. But... You know, really, the funny thing is you watch the convention, and there are such spins put on it that is unbelievable.
Gosh.
Now, today, when you look on the front page of Yahoo, there is 8 articles all negative about the GOP convention, Trump, and things that go on. Last night, an African-American gentleman came on, Mark Pence. He came out, and it was like you were in a revival, old-time revival, tent revival in a Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
In a Baptist, meeting. Because he talked about coming together as a country, and not a black America, not a white America, but just America. Used the lines of President Barack Obama back when he was a candidate in 08 in Frank, or not when a candidate, but when he was at the at a convention earlier in his career. And I heard this man speak, and I thought, oh my gosh, I mean, the things he said were so riveting and so true. And I thought, you know what, now here's a guy I could get behind, Barack Obama, back in 04 when he made that famous speech.
Right.
But you know, as he progressed on with his political career, it was almost like he was radicalized. He changed, or maybe the true Barack came out. But he's done nothing to unite. He's taken sides. He's, you know, at the wrong times. He just hasn't. He had an opportunity. I think he had the bully pulpit. I think that when you become president, the vast majority of people want you to be successful, because if you're not successful, we're not successful. And this is what Trump is, the drum that Trump is beating. He wants to return America to the middle class. He wants the middle class to thrive. He wants America to thrive. He wants our borders to be strong. He wants us to focus on important things. And he and his acceptance of the of gay rights was in this. In fact, the whole we'll talk about this after we take a break, but his speech was probably one of the best. And it was more of one of not striking out, but more of trying to encompass and bring people together. So we'll take a break.
And we'll do some of the highlights when we come back after our break. And we'd love to hear from you. What did you think about last night? Have you been? Did you watch? What have you been watching the convention? Have you been watching all? Do you watch a lot of the newscasts? Do you read a lot of the news headlines on what people are saying? And how do you feel about that? We'd really like to hear that in the next 15 minutes here on KCNR. The number to call in is 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merritt and agent John Scaife. You know what? John runs the place. It's his place, and he's got the knowledge and expertise to do about anything you want when it comes to real estate, probably everything you want when it comes to real estate, whether it's your home or a business. If you're looking for commercial properties, if you're looking for that ranch, he's got it all. He's got a huge list of listings, a huge selection of listings. And his website is pbmerritt.com, or give John a call at 338-2112. He's an expert on the market here in all of Shasta County and can find you places outside the local area. Properties by Merritt. Good people down there. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning here with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at WellCare. WellCare MD, it's the first one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care, and with a model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right, a flat monthly fee. A direct relationship with your doctor, unencumbered from insurance and government requirements and limitations. They don't take insurance there. So you have a low flat monthly fee. You have unlimited visits to the doctor. All of this at WellCare MD. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCareMD.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And we've been talking about this morning getting your thoughts and your calls in about what the RNC, the Republican Convention. What did you think? What do you think of this ticket? How do you feel about Donald Trump's speech last night? Weigh in. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 605-4567. I've been watching.
Did you think it was scary? You know, did you think it was scary, Linda? Because that's what, all of a sudden, this is what
we're reading
around here, is that, oh, it was scary. You know, he's talking about, oh, it's, you know what, he scared me. That's, I mean, I'm seeing things like that. I'm going,
good.
Are you kidding? You're scared? You're scared?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's talking about law and order, that we have crime, that we have attacks on police, and that, you know, here was a black man, I believe it was in Florida. He was trying to help an autistic guy out in the street. He's yelling, no guns. He has no guns. And he's laying down with his hands in the air. The cops are surrounding him because they had heard man with gun. And they said they reported a man with a gun. He had a toy truck in his hand. Anyway, the guy's trying to help him. Police are behind there, behind barricades or behind poles and all that. He gets shot three times in the leg. I mean, he asked the policeman, why'd you shoot me? Now, this is what he says. I don't know what the policeman actually said, but he says, I don't know. To me, it could have been somebody that overreacted and accidentally touched off, and he could have had one of the military-type rifles that the police carry that shoots three rounds. When you top the trigger, boom, 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 goes just like that. Mm. It's set for three shots. It could have been that. But the bottom line is, this is a training thing. If this guy, I doubt that he would just shoot somebody like this. But then again, this has got to be investigated. But when you get into stuff like this, then you really, 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 really have to look at the training. But what it goes back to is all the police are in a much heightened sense of security right now because of the attacks are going on. So when he's talking about, you know, keeping our borders strong, I don't see any problem with that. He's not talking about changing immigration laws. He's talking about keeping our borders strong. Let's go to the phones.
Roberta, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, you stole my word, but that's okay. I just felt a new sense of security.
Yes.
That, you know, here is somebody who really gets it and wants to do something about it. And I'm so impressed with his kids. You know, raising a family is the hardest job. And I can't believe those kids can stand up there on a podium in front of all those people and speak so intelligently and, with poise and appreciation they have for their father and their family. And, you know, I just think if he can lead a family like that, my goodness, what he can do for our country.
And, you know, it's not a secret. He's been married and divorced before, and it's a blended family. And they've all felt, and they've all said this, is they've all felt that they're all brothers and sisters. They all take vacations together. You know, it's a whole thing. So I think you're right. I was impressed by not only his sons, but his daughter last night. It was very, very articulate.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people need to feel, you know, I'm tired of, you know, you talk about him being a billionaire and all this, but I'm tired of having the idea that if Hillary Clinton gets elected, all of her ties to Wall Street, all of her fat cat buddies, all of her liberal, you know, the liberal friends out in Hollywood who are so hypocritical about their beliefs and then what they put on the screen, I'd really just want to come back to people that just say, you know what, it's time to draw our country together. I can do that. And how do you do that? You do it through the economy and building jobs where people feel like they've got a future. How many people in our country feel like they have, you know, a lot of the unrest is because they feel like there's no future.
Well, that's right. And I'm also impressed with the fact that he knows what these jobs are. He's experienced them. And the kids have experienced how to lay concrete and build things. I mean, it's this is really the most rounded candidate for president I've seen in my lifetime.
And one of our people who just wrote in, Sun Gold, says, action is what I want to see. And it's absolutely true. You can talk great, you know, pie in the sky, but now he's got to deliver. And it's time to do that.
Well, he's delivered all of his life. Well, so I've got great hope. Onward and upward, guys.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roberta.
Bye.
Hey, there was an openly gay man last night. You know, I've always said to Carl, where is the color? Where are the gays? Where's the Rainbow Coalition? When you watch the Democrat, you know, because it's the truth is, you know, and I say this because my best friend of many, many years was a gay Republican, but he was closeted until later on in life, but he worked on Capitol Hill. And the fact is that he was a Republican. So then last night, Peter Thiel gets out there and he says, I'm gay, but most of all, I'm proud to be an American. He's a guy who created PayPal and a couple other things.
Billionaire, several times over.
Billionaire, but he introduced Ivanka, but he said, fake culture wars only distract us from our economic decline. Isn't that the truth? Don't you feel that is the truth?
Every time something happens that's negative, you know, that the Democrats have brought us, all of a sudden there's, look over there. Look at the man. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. And something else happens. Let's get into this huge debate about bathrooms. Instead of this huge debate, what it should be is on the security of our country, the rebuilding of our defense forces, which are in woeful shape right now. But nobody says anything about that. Do you see Ashley Carter talking about, the Secretary of Defense, talking about, we need to get parts for our F-18s? No. He talks about, these are the rules I think we should have when we have transgenders in the military, which is like 0.0001%. Come on. And about, then they have to serve this. And then, what about the, then they get an operation. I mean, it is so ludicrous. It is so ludicrous for the Secretary of Defense to be addressing these issues when our Defense Department and our Army, our Marine Corps, our Navy, our Air Force, our Coast Guard, every part of it is in disrepair and in the morale is extremely low. Our VA, look at the VA. There is no guarantee of service. It should not take a man or a woman 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, a year, 2 years to have their case adjudicated. But it does, thanks to the administration over the last 8 years. And Clinton keeps saying, Obama did such a great job. Obama did such a great job. Do we need an extension for 4 more years? No. I tell you what, from a veteran and from my point of view, they have been woefully inadequate. And the fact is I don't see any change coming with Hillary Clinton. But Trump has promised to take care of veterans. And I expect him to hold to that promise.
I think I'm looking at real clear politics. He is, you know, Peter Thiel last night just, you know, it was a very short speech, but it was so, so right on. He said, our economy is broken. If you're watching me right now, you understand this better than any politician in Washington. And you know, this isn't the dream we look forward to. Back when my parents came to America looking for that dream, they found it right here in Cleveland. They brought me here as a one-year-old, and this is where I became an American. Opportunity was everywhere. My dad studied engineering at Case Western University, just down the road from where we are now, because in 1968, the world's high-tech capital wasn't just one city. All of America was high-tech. It's hard to remember this, but our government was once high-tech, too. When I moved to Cleveland, defense research was laying the foundations for the Internet. The Apollo program was just about to put a man on the moon, and it was Neil Armstrong from right here in Ohio. The future felt limitless. But today our government is broken. Our nuclear bases still use floppy disks. Our newest fighter jets can't even fly in the rain. And it would be kind to say that government software works poorly because much of the time it doesn't even work at all. On and on and on, he says. Of course, every American has a unique identity. I'm proud to be gay. I'm proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I'm proud to be an American. I don't pretend to agree with every plank in the party's platform, and I'm with this too. But fake culture wars only distract us from our economic decline. This guy, Pang Pow Punch.
There you go. All right, let's take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, you talk about a great business. You talk about somebody that's made it, started a business in the kitchen of her home, and has built it so it's been recognized as the best business in 2014 or 15 in Reading, and the finest business person in Reading in that same year. We're talking, of course, about Home Helpers, somebody that cares about the people that work for her and the people that she serves, whether it's a short period of time because you might have a broken leg or a surgery and you can't get around, so somebody comes in, make sure you have, you know, they go shopping for you, make sure everything's okay, house is cleaned, or a long-term inpatient care or in-house care from one of her people. Sharon Clark guarantees. She comes through with it. Her people are all initially talked to and initially vetted by Sharon. And then, of course, they go through background checks. They have insurance, and they have bonded. All of this from Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. Let's take a break here.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, it's a new revolution. 7:35 in the morning. It's the 22nd today of July. Looks like we are currently at 66 with a hot day. Our temperature is hot. Our highs today will be 99. Lows tonight of 68. Tomorrow calls for 104. So remember not to let your pets in the car, children, elderly people,
chocolate,
anything you want to have that's, you know, that you love and cherish, don't let it sit around in the car. Make sure to hydrate, you know, all of the above. But just as a reminder, at 104, cats and dogs or children will forget about it. So, you know, it's going to be 130 in the car. 106 on Sunday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, this is his business. He does it for a living. He does not part-time, and he has a team of professional NRA instructors that provides the most complete CCW training in any place in California. You can find out where the classes are, and that includes advanced classes, hunter safety classes, at readingccw.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. Great guys over there. Hey, we're here with Dr. Carol Wirtz, who is the professor and director of student teaching, and Sherry Sherez, who is the credential analyst and office manager and communication lead for the Better Together at the California Teacher Summit, both from Simpson University. And there's a big event going on here.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you tell us about what the Better Together
Teacher Summit
is?
It's a really exciting event and unique, actually, to California. Last year was our first one, totally sponsored by the Bill Gates Foundation last year. So it's all free for teachers. This year, obviously, is our second one. This year is sponsored by Bill Gates Foundation, AICCU, Association of Independent Colleges, California Colleges and Universities, the New Teachers Center, and the CSU system. And again, totally free. They started this just to honor teachers, appreciate their hard work, let them know that they're valued, celebrate accomplishments. It's a forum for teachers to share good ideas and practices and get some new resources and just network with other teachers. And it was immensely popular last year. It's happening at 38 locations throughout our state. And so last year
expected to have like 20,000 teachers come to this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many did you have around here from last year?
We had about 260 who attended last year.
Well,
and they
big.
Came from which areas?
The five northern counties.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is going to be held at the Sequoia Middle School McLaughlin Auditorium July 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., which is very exciting. If somebody wants to attend, how would they go about contacting? Or how would they find, is there a website or a place that they can find out more information on Better Together?
There is. There's a website, cateachersummit.com.
Okay.
And they just, it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
But they just register.
Yeah.
They can also call us at the university for more information. and they can reach me at 226-4942.
So as a credential analyst and, in office manager communication, Sherry, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so what has this particular Better Together, the Teacher Summit, been for you?
It's just, I've really felt honored to be a part of it. It's such a new, refreshing, and big event in California. And the feedback from teachers has been what has probably been the most validating and remarkable for having done this. Last year, I had the privilege of receiving a reflection paper that each of the attendees who wanted to purchase a continuing education unit through Simpson sent in. And anyway, I read those, and teachers wrote, "This was the best professional development I've ever attended. I feel so validated. I was able to connect with other people outside of my district. I've learned new things. I'm going to take it back to my classroom, and I'm going to use that with my kids." It was just, it just kind of gave me chills in the education world to hear those kind of comments, because that's exactly what the conference was intended to be.
Well, good. Teachers need to be motivated, too.
Yeah.
Dr. Wirtz, you have the you're the director of student teaching. Mm-hmm. Do you have all your student teachers in there? Also, are the ones going to be teachers?
Yes, absolutely. This conference is for those who are upcoming into the profession. It's for substitutes, for administrators, for practicing teachers, etc.
You get a half a credit too, right? I mean, teachers have to do a continuing education program, and they can get credit for being there and
yes. mm-hmm.
actually being something that's not too painful and learning something great.
If they choose to do that.
If they choose.
Yeah, if they choose. One of the models, or the model that we are using, is called an unconference model, and it's called EdCamp. I don't know how many teachers have been involved in EdCamp before, but it's pretty unique in that they get to talk about what they want to. The professional development isn't designed ahead of time for them, and we're going to have a speaker on this particular topic. So when they walk in, they'll receive a couple of post-it notes, and they'll write down, "This is what I'd really like to learn about or talk about today." And then they'll go to that breakout session, and the teachers themselves will get to talk about it. So it's pretty. It's
almost
pretty
like
cool.
Therapy.
Yeah.
I bet they share. You know what? Because you've got some teachers that are going to be someplace like UPrep, and you're going to have some others that are going to be in Alturas. I mean, nothing wrong with Alturas, okay? But they are kind of out there on the edge of the limb, and they're going to have different. They're going to have different amounts of parents.
Involvement,
different types of programs and everything, and it's going to be interesting to see how, oh gosh, they do that. Well, I could do that here too.
Absolutely.
You know, both ways, because I think when you're out there and you have less money and less resources, that you have a tendency to be more imaginative out there to keep your students going.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can learn things that way.
So this is great. They all come together, and that's brilliant, actually. They're problem solving and helping, leaning on each other. I bet you there's probably friendships that are developed too. Mm-hmm. Because you would think, and I'm just guessing that one of the, I'm sure it would feel like with the current temperature of what's going on is again, kind of, rules, following the rules, and what are the mm-hmm. rules? Because, what can we really, teachers used to have a lot more authority in the classroom, and everything seems to be getting so politically correct that you can't, I mean, how do you, this is the time that you train, or teachers are, or schools are supposed to be babysitters for children, which would have never been the case, and the parents would have one time said, in my generation, you mind the teacher, you mind the principal, mm-hmm. and don't get in trouble at school. Now, it's just, I've been curious to hear what the temperature is now in 2016.
You're absolutely right. There used to be a lot more authority and autonomy, I think. And now, very often, teachers are told this is what you must do. And, of course, so much testing. Teaching is very hard work. Which is why we're having this conference and just saying we want to honor what you're doing, celebrate what's happening, because so often we don't know all the good things. Sometimes we tend to hear the negative, and we don't know all the good things that are happening in the classroom.
That's fantastic.
There are good things happening, otherwise we'd have no teachers. We're here with Dr. Carol Wirtz, who is professor over at Simpson and director of the student teachers, and Sherry Echerez, who is a credential analyst and office manager and for the communication lead for Better Together at the California Teacher Summit. It's going to be
July 29th.
July 29th from 8:30 to 3 p.m. at the Sequoia Middle School at McLaughlin Auditorium. Not only is registration free, but it includes breakfast, lunch, and materials, which is a pretty good deal. Concrete core, concrete tools and resources to help teachers implement the California standards, including Common Core. And there's still, there's still people, I'm sure, battling around about that one. Keynote speakers, sessions by teachers sharing practical and cutting-edge strategies. I think that anything that we can do, that teachers can do to make their job better and less stressful, I think is good. Mm-hmm. So we think everybody should do this. And if you want to check it out, you can do either call Sherry at 530-226-4942 or what's the website again?
www.teacherssummit.com.
Okay. And that's two S's, Teachers.
Teachers.
Oh, yes.
Summit.
California, I'm sorry, Teachers Summit. Mm-hmm. Okay, .com. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that having these things that are happening once a year, you get 260 teachers, hopefully you can get 350, 400 mm-hmm. teachers in there, mm-hmm. again, to so they can get together and feel the love for each other. And it's administrators, teachers, student teachers, people that have things to do with schools, so mm-hmm. they can all learn something.
Ultimately, that filters down to the students, and that's really where it's all at.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well,
and
thank you
for teaching and teaching our teachers, our mm-hmm. teachers, and you, Sherry, taking care of everybody.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're honored.
Better Together, California Teacher Summit 2016. Again, the date for that is July 29th, so go to CA Teachers Summit, two S's, CATeachersSummit.com, and register today for free. It'd be a great event to go to and check it out. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio?
Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, the 22nd of July. It's 10 minutes till the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. I tell you what, Crackmaster, who is the master of fixing little bitty chips in your windshield under cracks 2 feet in length. You're not going to get any better than this veteran-owned business and Jeff Wurst. Bring your vehicle in there. He's at 3208 South Market, or give him a call, 241-8373. It's where we go to. He has always, always, always done a perfect, let me tell you again, perfect job on our windshield. All right. Tim Kaine. Clinton, maybe a Clinton running mate?
On the headlines today, since you pull up USA Today, you know, I go between, so funny.
You go to Huffington Post.
I go to Huffington Post.
Huffington Post, I read a headline and I just go, I beat my head on the wall.
They loathe, will do everything they can.
They loathe him. They loathe Trump.
They will demonize Trump in every way that they can. And I think that was her. She went, well, we have a lot of stuff on the chat pack coming
Well,
up.
They're talking about how they don't think, our commenter here says, I don't think he is frightened by the political scene. He knows how to handle himself in situations. He is thick-skinned and self-confident. He's got a tremendous ego, is we're talking about Trump here. And I also think he's smart enough to surround himself like experts he has in his job.
I believe that.
And you know what? And people that say he is, you know, a misogynist need to listen to the women that work for him. He's hired more women. He has women in more executive positions than he does men. And they talk about the support he has given. See, this is the man that has been hidden and needs to come out. Like the man that supported the firefighters and the police that gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to support the families. But nobody ever knew about it because he said, I don't want people to know about it. Giuliani says, I broke my promise. And I'm telling you, this is what the man did. So there's more to Trump than this caricature. Just like there's more to Clinton than the caricature. However, the more to Clinton that we know is that she's not sophisticated enough to know what's secret and what's not. That's what the FBI says after the big investigation. She just doesn't understand how these things work. It's, you know, her brain is full. So, okay, I know. But this is a talk radio show, and I editorialize. I do not give the news. I do try to give news and give stories, and then I will put a spin on things. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. If I was just saying, you know, I cannot say that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the best choices for president. However, there is a distinct difference between them. And you've got to, and you as the voter have really got to take a look at this. And you're not going to get everything on either one of them. But it's got to be the one that's going to be closest to what you believe our country really needs. Does it need another 4 years of what it's had? And if anything, go even further to the left? Or do you want somebody that's going to, will be change. Washington, D.C. is terrified right now, and as well they should be.
Well, you know, anyway. Let's share a little bit with our listeners about a family. We have a family member that is German-born, been in the States for many years, but many of her family still live in Germany. And she was talking about Merkel's decision to let a bunch of Syrian refugees come through, thousands and thousands. And, you know, at first they were, you know, progressive thinkers, that was fine. That was the humane thing to do. But it's affecting their lives now, she said, as we were visiting not too long ago, that because they're not blending into the culture.
Assimilating.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the big A word. They're not assimilating into the culture, one. So there's enclaves, two. But number three is that it's affecting Germans that have been there for years and their jobs. They're not getting the jobs because there's some kind of rule that you've got to be able to, you know, help them to assimilate, so they need to get jobs. So she said there's an anger that's happening within the German people over the Syrian refugees coming in. So remember hearing this?
Well, then think about, why are there so many millions of Syrian refugees and Iraqi and Libyan and, you know, all that whole area? Why are there so many refugees going there? Because of the failed Middle Eastern policies that Hillary Clinton brought upon the world. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. The war in Libya, where she laughed and chortled about Gaddafi being, you know, killed, sodomized, beaten, and then killed. And she laughed about that on TV. You can look it up. And what do we have now in Libya? We have two warring factions fighting it out in a home base for ISIS. And then you have Syria, that we stuck our nose into, and what's going on with Syria, a civil war that's going on, and millions of refugees that are inundating Europe. You know, that's not a simulation. You can only assimilate how many people you can take in at a time. And then that assimilation process is where they learn the language, where they learn the country's mores and rules, and you've got to bring them in at a certain number. So, I mean yes, that's why there's immigration laws. You have laws to say how many people can come in the country, because you figure out, okay, how many jobs is going to be, how many can we get into our school system and our medical system and all this. When they get inundated, as they have been, it overruns everything. And that is what is important about the United States. We have an immigration system. Why not use it? Shut the borders down. Let's take a look at, okay, there are 11 million illegals here. Well, let's take a look at that. How do you handle something like that? Can you really, come on, truthfully deport every one of them? Of course not. Trump knows that. You can't do that for every one of them. However, what you can do is just stop the bleeding. That's the first thing you learn in first aid, right? In critical first aid, you stop the bleeding, start the breathing. So we've got to stop the bleeding by making sure more come in without going through the process, as my friends have, as Linda's friends have, and how I'm sure friends of y'all have out there. They've gone through the process. Now, you also got to have to fix the process. But then you take the ones that are here that are criminals, and you just get rid of them. If they've been deported and they're criminals, get rid of them. Send them back. And then once they're out this time, you keep them out. Then you start working on the process. The bottom line is that assimilation in the country, this is a wonderful country, a great country. We need immigrants. We need people who want to work. We want people starting jobs. We need all that. But we need to do it in the right order. That's all. That's my thoughts on it. And the idea of a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state or any of this stuff is wrong. We're having people killed. I mean, you know, people go, oh, gosh, you know, you're talking about the children being killed and, you know, by illegals that are here that have been arrested four times, five times, and, you know, and never once were picked up by ICE. There's the problem. There's got to be, you know what, there has got to be rules. Why do we have rules if we're not going to follow them?
That's right.
I mean, that's kind of, then it's an anarchy. You know, maybe we need rules, and somebody says, hey, here's the rules, we're going to live by it. And you know what? If you don't like it, you've got to adhere to the rules or change the rules. You can't just ignore the rules without some kind of repercussions.
When you go to school, you follow the rules.
And
you're supposed to follow the rules, like when you show up in class on time. You have to pay taxes. That's a rule. If you don't, you know, you're going to lose your rights to do... to talk on the telephone. I don't know about that, but I mean...
well, you might lose your rights talking on the telephone.
That's why
anyway.
We have a black market.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Over 20 years in the business, and I can guarantee you there's no better company in town that take care of air conditioning or heating needs. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. A veteran-owned business that's been voted best in the North State for 2015. They are simply outstanding. Alliance Heating and Air. You know, you can ask them to be there. They'll be there and fix it right then. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council, will be our guest after the news. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump hitting the campaign trail the morning after they made it official in Cleveland.
This was probably one of the most peaceful, one of the most beautiful, one of the most love-filled conventions in the history of conventions.
Speaking there to volunteers in Ohio this morning, as Republicans exit the stage, Democrats prepare to come onto it in Philadelphia. The convention starts Monday, and presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton may reveal her running mate as early as today. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine seems to be the favorite. Here, he criticizes Trump's rhetoric.
When we see division out there, you know, we're going to punish Muslims, or, you know, if you're a Mexican-American, I don't care whether you're a new immigrant or whether you're a federal judge or whether you're a governor of New Mexico, I'm going to treat you as a second-class citizen. When you see that kind of thing, we've got to stand up against it.
Recent polls have shown Trump and Clinton running neck and neck, 109 days till the election. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto is at the White House today. He'll have a meeting with President Obama tomorrow, securing the border between the two countries on the agenda.
There certainly will be a discussion about border security and fighting narco trafficking. We have made progress in that effort over the last couple of years, in part because our cooperation with the Mexican government has improved.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. French President François Hollande is sending military equipment, artillery, to Iraq's military to help in the fight against ISIS. He's also outlining plans for expanding military deployment within France over the summer. Hollande has been criticized for not having enough police to protect last week's Bastille Day celebration in Nice. Renters are seeing their housing costs rise at a much more manageable pace as new construction has tempered years of runaway increases in rent. That's according to the data firm Zillow. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Think you own your own home? Don't be so sure. Have you or your aging parents already fallen victim to deed fraud, otherwise known as house stealing? This latest cyber threat is happening across America, and the scariest part is most people have no idea their home title has been transferred, often to a person the homeowner knows and trusts, like a caregiver or family member. That's why a fraud alert service has been launched so that homeowners or their loved ones can check for free that they're not already a victim. It's called Home Title Lock, and it also alerts you if someone may be trying to scam you out of your home. To check your home's title for free and get a risk-free trial, go to HomeTitleLock.com. Joint tenancy deed fraud is increasingly targeting seniors. Catch it right away before the thief does any real damage. Otherwise, you may lose your family home forever. To make sure you're not already a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com now for your risk-free trial. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its allies have reached a key moment in the campaign against ISIS.
We can say that the tide has turned. Our coalition and its partners on the ground have driven Daesh out of nearly 50% of the territory that it once controlled in Iraq and 20% of the territory in Syria.
Daesh is the Arabic acronym for ISIS. Kerry's statement concludes 2 days of talks in Washington with 30 allied countries. Roger Ailes out as chief executive at Fox News Channel and Fox Business. His career at the networks he built from scratch and ran for nearly 20 years over with stunning swiftness following allegations of sexual harassment. Network parent 21st Century Fox says Ailes will resign immediately. Rupert Murdoch, the executive chairman of 21st Century, will assume the role of chairman and acting CEO of Fox News. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. German airline Lufthansa says flight bookings are down due to terror attacks in Europe and increased political and economic uncertainties.
Shares in the company were down 5.6% after the company said that advanced bookings, especially on long-haul routes to Europe, have declined significantly. In addition to the attacks, Europe is also facing uncertainty related to Britain's vote to leave the European Union, as well as a failed coup in Turkey last week. As a result, Lufthansa said its adjusted earnings before interest and tax would be below the previous year's.
Jeremy House reporting. Adele Dunlap is now the oldest person in America at the age of 113. She's also the 10th oldest person in the world, according to the Gerontology Research Group. Dunlap lives at the Country Arch Care Center in Pittstown, New Jersey. She's not above fibbing about her age, we are told. Dunlap admits sometimes when asked, she tells people she's only 102. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, July the 22nd. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8, 5 minutes and 45 seconds to be exact, right here. And our phone lines are 530-605-4567. Put your phone in your lap today. We have Dr. Leah Tate with us, and we're going to be, she's running for city council, and we're going to be talking to her. We are streaming at KCNR1460.com, listening all over the world today and every day.
And right now we're going to go to the phones before we start here with, we love it, our Wells Fargo advisor to hear what's happening in the market with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What is going on in the market?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2 points at 18,514. The S&P 500 advancing 4 points at 2,169. The Nasdaq Composite up 13 points at 5,087. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Chesapeake Energy, positive 21 cents, trading at $5.18. General Electric off 69 cents at $31.91. Ford down 11 cents, trading at $13.81 per share. For stocks of local interest, Target positive 11 cents at $74.45. UPS up a dime, trading at $110 even. Bank of Commerce up 2 pennies at $6.55. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.57%. And over to commodities, gold is down $5.50 an ounce at $1,327. Silver up 15 cents at $19.99 per ounce. Crude oil down 73 cents, trading at $44 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president for investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive.
So great.
Give her a call at 530-243-7561. What's the weather look like for the weekend?
Oh, it's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios as we keep getting our temperature is rising. We're going to do our little update on the weather here. And again, in a second, 99 degrees. Our highs will be with our lows of 68. Our highs tomorrow will be 104. What, Jared, where are we right now? You just clicked on that. What is the current temperature?
It's 68 degrees right now.
Okay, 68 degrees. Our highs tomorrow will be 104 with our lows of 71. Sunday will be a high of 106. So remember to not let your animals, cats, kids, or anything that is perishable.
Husbands.
Yes, stay in your car. Elderly people, while you're going to get their medication, you know, might be held up sometime. You may trip and fall in the store, so you don't want to make sure that they die in the car. Anyway, it's that
you
intense.
You want to make sure they don't die in the car.
Yes. Make sure they don't die in the kitchen. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Seriously, folks, that's the serious note about remember what's in the back seat or in the front seat when you get out of your car. These are dangerously hot days ahead of us.
Give them a call at 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Dr. Leah Tate.
Good morning.
Candidate for Reading City Council.
Awesome.
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 You shook your head. Wait a minute.
Is that,
we like,
is that you're awesome or just the fact that you're running is awesome?
I'm excited to be running. I'm excited
Tate
about it.
For city council. I love it. You were born in the North State. And you have a wonderful bio. You attended Bonnyview Elementary School, Sequoia Middle School, graduated from Shasta High, where you excelled in student leadership and competed in track, swimming, and tennis. Then earned your degree in Berkeley. Let's hear from there. What was Berkeley?
Berkeley was a great experience for me, being thrown into a school with 30,000 people and had to compete. And lifelong friends, college was great. I'd go back anytime. But I left there with the bachelor in psychology and emphasis in military affairs, and went on to the California School of Professional Psychology and received my master's and doctoral degree in clinical psychology with an emphasis in cross-cultural issues. And then went on to Kaiser Permanente in the Bay Area and stayed there for a few years. Eventually, of course, moving back home in 2008 and joining the family. And I've been here ever since.
Fabulous. What's it feel like to be back in Reading after? I mean, you have been around the world. You obviously were an exchange student, it said, like in Tokyo and in some parts of France.
Mm-hmm. I love travel, and I always have. I love languages. I love learning. I always feel like I should have been maybe a CIA agent.
You could do that very well.
Being back home is amazing. It was an easy decision to come back home. The VA made it very easy for me to transition into a great job helping people. And it was also nice to be closer to family. My parents are here, and my brother was right behind me moving back. So.
And he rolled in right after you, Randy and Ashley.
Yes.
Dr. Tate. Another Dr. Tate.
Plus you have two babies.
I do. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they keep me very busy and very grounded. And
now, what do you do over at the VA?
So currently, I've had different hats at the VA. I've been there since 2008. I've been a normal, everyday clinician, seeing patients all day. I've been coordinators of different programs, and right now I'm currently what they call a local recovery coordinator. I have a responsibility from Oakland to Yreka, making sure therapists give veterans the most appropriate care, evidence-based care, things like that.
How do you do that?
Training. A lot of training.
For the therapist, right?
Yes, yes. And I'm also the mental health point of contact for the Northern California region, meaning that if someone in Sacramento or Oakland doesn't know how to get into the VA, or they would call me. And so I get a lot of phone calls from veterans, spouses, family members, mothers, uncles, with concerns. And since I'm located in Reading, sometimes I do some walk-ins with people at our VA clinic on Hartnell just to walk them through the process.
Okay.
It says here in your bio is that one of your proudest accomplishments was being deployed as an American Red Cross first responder, providing 2 months of round-the-clock mental health service when Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005.
Yes, definitely one of my proudest accomplishments and a learning process for me. I grew a lot in that time. It was one of those type of experiences that I was actually out of the country when that hit. I was looking at screens in an airport, couldn't believe what I was seeing. I flew back home, and I was on a plane within 48 hours to the area. No water, no food, no place to really sleep.
It's amazing how devastated that place was. I mean, it was almost like they had carpet bombing there. I mean, that's the only thing I could equate it to, that when the levee broke, it just took everything, including common sense and goodwill in a lot of cases. But it was just, I mean, a tremendous disaster that still, I mean, there's still places down there
that have not recovered.
Yeah, and there's a variety of reasons for that. I mean, you know, we've got corruption and everything else down there, but it's just, it still hasn't recovered. People moved away from there, and I don't believe have come back.
Absolutely, I agree. And it was just a fascinating, from a psychological perspective and from a human kindness point, what was going on down there. And so it was, you know, 20-hour days trying to help people, because every time you're like, okay, I get a break, there's a family coming in with 4 children. They need help.
I bet you almost feel guilty to sleep.
You are. Yeah. And so, you know, you're sleeping in these short shifts.
Yeah.
And I was responsible for mental health in the state of Mississippi. So I was responsible for making the shifts and making those things happen. and I wanted people to have available services all the time. So if they came in at 2 a.m., there was a mental health professional.
That's
there.
A big spot okay. to fill. Also, before we take our break, something that you really need to know about Leah, because I think it really it talks about the rounded person. She studied piano at the Duane Hampton School of Music for 12 years, skis, reads, boxing. You are a certified scuba diver. You completed one marathon. That's huge. One half marathon and several other races.
You were in a tough man contest, right?
And plus you hold some championship in boxing.
Last year, my whole family boxes. And so my brother, my father, my husband, and I got into it. My father started it, giving him kudos.
Your dad is quite the guy.
Renaissance
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
He is a Renaissance man. And I was the one who decided, I said, you know what, let me give this a go. They had a tough man at Wind River. I signed up. Two fights in one night.
You won?
I won.
You know what? You know what? Frankly, of everything else that you've done.
Let me know, Carl, please.
Of everything else you've done, somebody that's not afraid to get in and mix it up.
Cage match.
And get punched in the face.
Multiple times.
But what I'm getting at is our society is raising a group of people who have never been punched in the face. And we're trying to prevent them from being punched in the face. I'm talking figuratively, by safe areas and all this other stuff. They need to get out. They need to get their knuckles, busted and their knees scraped up and their. What's a person without a scar?
Yeah, I got to fall off the bike now and then.
That's what we're trying to raise around here. And the fact that I had forgotten about the boxing. I knew about most of it, but I had forgotten about the boxing. And you had told me that, oh, yeah, I was out at Wind River. Oh, yeah, what were you doing? I was fighting. And I won. Let's take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is before I get, and I don't want to get hurt. So we'll make those questions something like, so what do you think of Pokemon Go? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. I can't say enough about Budget Blinds and Jerry and his people over there. They are there to help you put the best coverings on your windows at the most affordable price that fits your decor. Plus, they have the solar blinds that can cut out a lot of the sun coming in and save you lots of money. You also can get rebates from REU that may be up to $500 by putting solar shades on. Give him a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. That's right here in town, another great, great local business. We'll be right back with Dr. Leah Tate right after these messages. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRN.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to
Under My Thumb.
Wow.
I've already put on my cup, and we're ready to start with our interview.
Let's get it started.
This is Carl and DeBaugh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's. Finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, great people. We're here with Dr. Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council, and finally we're getting into this. Leah, what is your primary, if in the first 6 months if you're elected, what's the primary thing you're going to push? Knowing that our last candidates that got in promised to do something about crime, and it has been a ludicrous time of watching for 2 years where nothing else has been done.
So I agree with you that people that came in last cycle promised the crime. We've gone through the public safety blueprint implementation project. We're still in the implementation phase of that. And as far as the team that put it together, they are pushing the sales tax, obviously, to improve our public safety, our crime, fire, police, and mental health. Of course, my background is in mental health, but you can't just focus on that one area in Reading. Right now, we have Reading citizens have called me from all walks of life, very concerned about safety. We are still in the middle of trying to make that work. And of priority lists right now, people are feeling very unsafe, and that list is getting longer. Starts with Library Park, South City Park. Recently, people have added the trails to that list.
Well, there's, of course, the 83-year-old lady that was assaulted on the trail, and the only thing I saw from our city leadership was they had a meeting about the trails. No outrage, nobody beating on the desk saying that we're taking our trails back, and then if I have to pull money out of the reserves for some overtime, then let's just do it. But I need to know specifically, I mean, you're saying, so what are you saying that the specific thing that you would work on immediately?
Well, right now, from my perspective, we're in the middle of, I just came back from a trip from San Antonio with the Reading delegation, trying to look at solutions that people, a successful city, has looked at homeless, substance abuse, and mental health. San Antonio, of course, is a city of almost 2 million people, so we're trying to take pieces of what has been successful there, and that is the sobering center to help the police. So we now will not just have a jail or hospital option. There is a middle ground, and that would be a sobering center where a police person could drop off somebody. That is being talked about right now, and I would like to see that implemented immediately. The other piece is, you know, we have this homeless issue that is at the top of a lot of people's priority list, and that's also being worked on by a current city councilwoman on her own. But if I look at that, from my perspective, there's a piece of that that is very important, and that's the continuum of care. And the continuum of care is the piece that we're missing, not enough administration, things like that. So there are things getting worked on, and it's a slow process, and I think it's frustrating to citizens right now.
Okay. Of course it is. In fact, the city council voted down the homeless project, and for I thought was for a a defined reason, the defined reason being that there's nobody in charge of it. And unless you're going to have somebody in charge of it, why would we want to spend money on something that's just right now pie in the sky? Do you agree with that?
I think that Councilman Weaver brought up some good points. I can also see the other side. We've been in a state for years where nothing has moved any direction. This was an opportunity to spend, you know, a chunk of change to get going the direction. But, of course, do you write a blank check to an entity you don't know who that's going to? And, of course, you'd like it to be a reputable nonprofit to take it over.
So you're agreeing then with Brent Weaver?
I think I definitely could go both ways. I could say, hey, tell me who's going to run this organization. Here's your check. Let's get it going. Versus, you know what? We haven't done a lot in this area. Citizens are outraged. So I could go either way. But, of course, I read what you read, the newspaper. I'm not having discussions or secret talks or things like that. I have no idea what's going back channel.
Right.
I really don't.
Well, our guest, if you're just tuning in now, is Dr. Leah Tait. She's running for city council. Happy to have her on the program this morning, and we are taking your calls. And Dale, you're live on the air. Do you have a question for Dr. Tait?
Yes. Well, a couple here. The first was I keep hearing we, but Carl was asking, you know, her personal, what she was going to do in 6 months, and all I heard was everything that's already being done. And back to the second thing that we just talked about on the homeless thing, I think the Record Searchlight has been spewing a bunch of stuff that's not even true, and just what she stated, they're not looking for a nonprofit to run this. The COC runs itself. The nonprofit would just be the physical agent where the county is now. Probably ought to do some research on that.
Okay, Deb.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call.
Do you have a comment?
Thanks, Dale. I feel like the COC is the county's responsibility and has been. I don't think it's been run as effectively as it could have been the past several years. We've had a half-time person at the COC in the past. I think with our demand right now, we do need the full-time person with an assistant to run that. And so,
well, that's what the money's for.
Yes.
But there's nobody that stood up and says they're going to do it.
Well, that's what I've read. And I'm hoping that someone is in talks with city council people about doing that. But I've not. I'm really only
if you were elected, though. But if you were elected and you're sitting there, would you actively find somebody to do that so then you could move forward with this?
I would like to move forward with that. And I think it's the responsibility of city council people to find those agencies, groups to do it. Yes, I would be supportive of that. Thank you.
That's a definitive.
Thank you.
So, we need definitives here. I know, and you're not the only one, Dr. Tait.
Yeah.
Trust me. When I ask a question, I hear all these we's and this and thus. Okay. And I tell you what, the people that elect our leadership is looking for that. All these people that promised us so much 2 years ago, we have nothing. The situation has gotten worse. I'm not even going to talk about the county and the things that they have not done for our community, because and God knows what the reason is, because they're actually getting paid to do something. Where you all are doing this because of your love for the community, and because, you know, and it's not because everybody pats you on the back. But we need movement. We need direction. We need our people, our leadership to stand up and move forward with these things. Let's just talk about that. The safety tax. What's your stance on the safety tax? Public safety tax.
I'm behind the safety tax.
Okay. So
very specific.
All right.
Definitely behind it. And I think for me, I'm not typically a pro-tax person in general. I have seen since I've moved back since 2008, I was raised here. I know what it was. I know where we are now. We need the funds. We need the funds to move forward.
If I can just say as an aside here, Linda and I have lived here. I've lived here since 2007. I have noticed a dramatic drop in the safety and the ambiance of just being able to walk around, and the things that I see of everybody I know that's had things stolen from them, and yet we don't have a place to put them. And the plan that Chief Paletti has for this, he's had for 4 years since he's been here, and it's very hard to implement it when you don't have people.
Well, you don't have people, And the community is asking for the people. That's the other piece. The community has been very clear. We'd like to feel safer. I'd like to be able to take my grandchildren to the parks. My mother is sometimes fearful going to Safeway. My husband doesn't like it for me to go at night. I just don't feel that's unacceptable.
It is true. We call it crackway.
This is a general tax, and this is where the problem is. It's a general tax. I'm not going to ask your answer because we got to take a break.
Oh.
But it's a general tax with an addendum that says this is how we want you to spend the money. It means nothing, frankly, because the city council says, well, I know, but gosh, you know, we have an emergency. We have to do this. And everybody says we want the $11 million, all of it to be spent on public safety, incarceration, and I think mental health.
Mental health, police, fire.
Yeah, and fire. All right. So what's your opinion on that? On knowing something that goes in the general fund, it can be siphoned off, as we've already heard people talking about from the city council. They've already started talking about it. Christian Schrader says, hey, look, I voted for yours and you're not voting for mine. That kind of thing. And Francie Sullivan talking about another tax, you know, on top of this one to address this. So I want to get your thoughts on that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Locally owned, locally operated, John and Sarah Bastiani have done a great job in building this company. Any type of long gun or pistol that you would want, ammunition, all the shooting accessories, classes on CCW, great gunsmithing, and veterans get great discounts at Bastiani Arms. That's where we buy our guns, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Dr. Leah Tate right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. It is 8:33 in the morning, 69 degrees going up to 99 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue there. A veteran-owned business, and what can I say? It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. I would never go anywhere else. It's man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And they have a photo of Dr. Leah Tate on the wall in her fighting costume, winning the tough woman contest at Wind River, which is, I think, you know, it's still great. All the things you've accomplished, from, you know, I mean, your education, you're working with people, and you're not afraid to go out and mix it up.
Happy to do it.
Okay.
And that's what I'm here for.
Talked about the safety tax, and we also talked about that it's, you know, there's an initiative there to say how to spend the money. Oh, and all the city council. Oh, well, we'll put a committee together. Well, the city council has put committees together and then done away with the committees. There's a track record there.
It's the trust. It's the trust issue. People don't believe that city council will uphold if the sales tax passes. Funds come in, they'll get diverted. And I think that has happened before, what you said. Committees have been formed and disbanded. I feel like when you're elected to represent people, that's what you're there to do. And for me, it is not an option to pass a sales tax, the funds come in, and they get diverted other places after we have promised Reading citizens they're going to fire, police, mental health. My moral compass is not comfortable with that. You know.
Hey, turn her mic down a little bit. Because when she's passionate, it starts to...
Sorry,
no,
I'm
no,
excited.
There's nothing wrong with that. We need passion.
Never
I just don't
turn
want
down that passion,
no,
honey.
No, not that. We can turn down the mic a little bit, but okay. I don't want to turn down the passion. Okay, so what you're saying is you would never use those funds for anything else. Would you have other funds that are already earmarked for the police? In other words, here's their budget of, let's just say, $60 million. Mm-hmm. So they get this new budget and they get $8 million. You would never pull anything out of that first budget. Because if you do that, then it's the same thing as using that money for something else.
I feel like when you've promised the Reading citizens the funds, they need to go to where they're allocated and where everyone voted for them to go.
And that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's
people talking about diverting them right now.
Yeah. I've read the paper, just like you.
Yep.
I feel like people have voted. They have voted for city council individuals to represent them. They are voting on two measures in this upcoming election. We need to honor that, period. We have to honor that.
Okay. What happens if, and this question has come up, what happens if it doesn't pass? I mean,
yeah.
Everything is hinged on this tax. So what happens then?
And my response to people who are going, well, what could happen if you're... If you're happy with the way things are right now, you don't vote for the tax. If you'd like to see progress, let's vote for it. However, it may not pass, and that could clearly happen. And I feel that we would do exactly what we're doing right now, is looking for areas to cut. Where in the budget can we streamline? Now, of course, that may come in the tune of police officers,
parks,
firefighters.
What about parks and recreation things like that?
There's all kinds of options. When you look at the budget, when you look at that big pie, there's all kinds of areas where you can cut. But that's what we're doing right now. And so we'd go back to that drawing board and look at the budget again and look for areas to cut.
It's not up to government to build businesses. Government doesn't do that well. Government spends other people's money. Usually the people that are successful in government have come up through the bureaucracies, and they work really well in there, but they've never had to write a payroll check or any of those things. But there is something there the government plays in business. What do you see the role government has in businesses in our area?
Streamlining the process, making it easier for businesses to come in, to get permits, to get building off the ground. And that is the role, because we can't... You just said it. We can't make it happen, but we can definitely make the process easier. And I know they've been looking at our building areas at the city. Obviously, we can do more. We can do more.
I think that, you know, and again, we heard it last time. that, oh, we're going to come in here and streamline it, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, and frankly, I haven't seen it. And maybe we need to have an update that says, oh, no, these things have started working. I know we got a new guy in there, and he had all these great ideas. But then I'm also hearing is that if you're trying to put anything up that has anything to do with solar, the battle is on.
I've heard that as well.
Have you heard that as well?
I've heard that as well.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have a question for Dr. Tate.
Yes, I do. And, you know, I like some of the things she's saying. I just have a couple of quick questions. And that is, number one, how in the world can you possibly make a guarantee on what city councils in the future are going to do? Number one. Number two, the unfunded liability being $300 million, you're trying to say that none of that money will ever go there? And the other thing is, too, is that being a campaign manager and supporting Brent Weaver, and Brent made the comment, well, you know, you can't really hold us to those shallow campaign promises, and frankly, they've never done anything. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how all that gets justified. And the last thing is that we had a $200,000 study that told us what we needed was community officers, and we needed to deploy our police a little bit better. Yet now we need 44 police officers and $11 million that probably will never get to them. So I'd like your responses on those things.
Thank you, Terry, for calling in. Carl asked me specifically about my thoughts on the issues, and I responded from my perspective. I have no idea who will be elected and the next future city council. But I know for me, morally, when people vote for something, I will definitely support those funds going to where they need to go. But you are correct. I don't know who's going to be elected in the future. And, yes, I did run Brent Weaver's campaign, and, yes, we are friends. However, there are other we're friends, but we do not always see eye to eye on issues, just like friends don't, and I'm comfortable with that, and he's definitely comfortable with that. And I feel like as long as someone is elected and their goal is to improve our community, I can work with you.
Do you think that that Brent has I'm not going to get into that, okay? I'm not going to, because I've had Brent on before, and I know what Brent has said, and I know what I believe has been accomplished, so, and it has nothing to do with you. Unfunded liabilities, though. When we talk about hiring more police, we start talking about the pensions. And Terry's got a really good point. We've got a $300 million unfunded liability hanging over us. And if you read, which I know you do, if you read about the investments for the CalPERS, you'll see is that they're basing it on like a 7.5% graze every year. They're minus 2%. So that's 9% behind. That's going to have to come up from someplace. And where does it come from? Oh, yeah, the cities and counties. What are we going to do with this unfunded liability when tax revenues right now in Reading are flat?
Always a concern. Every election, unfunded liabilities come up. And you're correct. The number is a little upwards of $300 million right now. And we are just, I think, what every city is doing is keeping tabs on it, paying it down as much as possible. And I think Terry brings up an interesting point that, you know, it's hard for city councils to guarantee
how they're going to vote.
Yes. And
future city councils.
Future. You never know who's going to get elected. But I feel like, you know, when it comes to unfunded liabilities, it's a number we have to always have our eye on. We have to know exactly how much it is, and around $303 million. It's complicated. Citizens in our town have been very clear. We feel unsafe. So I think that right now, that is the overshadowing issue. I feel like unfunded liabilities is definitely in the top three priorities for people. But feeling safe in their community is definitely where people's minds are at every day. Shopping, going to the park, getting to their car, leaving work. So
Our city employees are paid, in many cases, their average salary or median salary is higher by far than our citizens here. We continue to give raises, saying is that, oh, we can't keep them if we don't give them raises. How are you going to handle that? Because we have some people that always vote for raises. I mean, it goes 4-1 for raises all the time. This is for middle management, who are already making over $100,000 a year. Cash.
I think you can look at that two different ways. One is if you don't vote for raises and you advertise a job and someone comes in, you train them, they're not qualified, they leave, we're back to spending money retraining people for a position. If we, and this is also a difficult area to recruit for, and I can speak from experience with the VA. They were heavily recruiting me to come to this area. They didn't have a lot of psychologists here, and I feel like REU is having the same issue because we're not a big city. We don't have a lot of draw, unless you look at our beautiful area. But right now, when you look at our streets, it's hard, even if we're doing, for the hospital, physician recruitment, driving them around our beautiful areas, but you still got to drive downtown. And people go, now what's going on here with our homeless problem in this city? So you can either recruit people in at a little bit of a higher rate and hope that they're going to stick with the job, or don't have any raises, bring people in that may not be qualified. We spend 6 months or a year training them, and they're out the door.
There's got to be a way that, and we're starting to see this, even in unions are starting to pay more into their retirement funds. This is going to be, this is like one of the answers of many answers they have to be. I mean, we need to have people, if we pay them up front, I'd much rather pay them up front than pay them on the back end forever and let them pay more into their own. I think this is what people would like to see. I mean,
more of the responsibility.
More of the responsibility like that. Let the people that, you know, when you get a raise, fine, but you're also going to be paying this much more mm-hmm. into your retirement fund. That means we don't have to pay as much.
Right. And I think recent negotiations have seen that happen. So I think what you're saying is.
All right. We're here with Dr. Leah Tate. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, located by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore, out there at 299 in Deschutes Road. They've got it all. It's the world's largest convenience store. It's got deli. It's got your own butcher shop out there, and their meat prices are just outstanding. They've got it there. If you want a breakfast, lunch, you have it. And today is Friday, so they are barbecuing out there. You can pick up all your barbecue for the weekend, all the beer, all the soft drinks, everything you want on the way to the lake, everything at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 in Deschutes. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter till 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 22nd of July.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit VFWPost1934.org.
some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning. On this beautiful Friday here at KTNR 1460. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Remember, it's going to be hot into the 103s, 104s this weekend. So stay hydrated. Don't just be mindful of the fact that you can't leave people in the car, even if it's just for a second, or your animals. We kind of keep just reminding you that, you know, before you may think it's just a jump in that in the whatever, the Rite Aid to get something, but please don't even think about leaving anybody or anything in the car. And anyway, so that's our weather. We're going to have 103, 104 this weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Dr. Leah Tate is our guest. We've got phone calls coming in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, one of my favorite boutiques, located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 247-1292. Lots of hard-to-find gifts, one-of-a-kind items, great boutique that can, the girls there are really great about dressing you from head to toe, helping you find something that's a, you know, just a little, you know, something to feel updated and wonderful. Anyway, they're great there at Dandelion, so give them a call.
I want everybody to join us on Sunday at the View 202 and the singing from 11 to 2. Out there, you can have a great brunch over the river, nice, cool. It's in the shade. It's, you know, it's in the morning. Have a great time there. So join us at View 202 and listen to Linda, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker out there. It's a great event. Okay, we're here with Dr. Leah Tate. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Dr. Tate, impressed with what you're saying, as we all are with our politicians. It's what they say and not what they do is the argument we have against most politicians. But my point is simply, and I hate to be the broken record on this, as Carl knows, there is a impact fee put on building in this town that is absolutely ridiculous, and $35,000 to the city to build a stupid 1,200 square foot home. It's absolutely ludicrous. And the thing is that, and my suggestion is that if you look over the city of Reading, there's probably 200 to 300 lots vacant at this time that hadn't been built on, but the impact fees were paid years ago. They've all been paid years ago by the developers, and there's all these sporadic here and there lots that, okay, no impact fees, and let those build out. You get 200 or 300, there's $60 million worth of assessed property value that could go to the city. And the construction worker and the industry that's created. And I've always been one to maintain that our biggest value and our biggest emphasis should be placed on this area being a retirement destination for these Bay Area and Southern California people in our recreational area. And we have to loosen up these impact fees because government is stopping everything. They are just strangling the industry, and there's no work. And it's because the city has to take their big chunk out of everything before anything gets off the ground. So I hope you take that into consideration.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thank you. You know, I appreciate what you're saying, and actually, I have the campaign team looking into these impact fees. So hopefully, I'll have a more concrete answer for you soon.
Okay, Jim. Good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Tate?
Yes, I did. When you were down in Texas, down there looking at that river trail down there, did you happen to find out from the city down there how easy it is to get a permit and to open a business in Texas?
Okay, Jim, thanks.
I did not. No, I don't believe anyone in the delegation asked that of anyone we spoke to. very good question, though.
Well, Brent Weaver told me it was easier to get a twice as easy to get a restaurant opened in Dallas than it was in Redding.
Yeah, I know Texas has more lax fees, but no one asked directly.
Okay.
When we're in San Antonio.
All right, we've got about 8 minutes left here. I know that mental health is a big thing in the homeless question. The Christian Schrader and Missy MacArthur, and Missy has brought you along, and I mean, you rode in a parade with Missy, and she took you, or offered you a chance to go down to Texas. They're very strong on using, you know, of starting a homeless plan. You mentioned the part about the sobering center. And I frankly think the idea of probably a day center is not a bad idea.
I agree.
Would these be things you're going to work on, and how would you fund for those?
So for me, with the mental health background, I think these are the areas that I'm strongest. Sobering center, knowing how to connect possible clients, working with police on streamlining what we don't have right now, and also, you know, the discussion about a day center, I'm absolutely open to having. I think that we have a library that a lot of people are not comfortable using, and a day center may help to alleviate that area and other areas at the same time. And it also depends on who gets elected with me. How can we have these discussions? I'm well known for...
Takes three.
I'm well known for being a cohesive unit for people in any project, and I hope to bring those skills right to City Council. So I'd
build
like
consensus
to,
there.
I would
things?
It's been done before, and I think I can do it again.
Second Amendment. What do you think about the Second Amendment here in town? We got concealed carry laws. You can carry in the city on city property and all this.
Is there another question behind that?
No.
So I am, my family is a, you know, we are Second Amendment advocates. I have a CCW, and so does my family. So I hope that answers.
It does.
Yeah. Where I am.
You believe
in
the right for people to own weapons.
I do. Guns. I do, and I was raised that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I, you know, but and if I may say this, that I think the world of your father and mother.
Thank you.
Frankly.
And brother.
And brother. Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about that.
And spouses.
He is obviously, we heard a lot last night about Donald Trump from his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that those kids, you know, of course, they're all young adults now. They've come up with a certain work ethic and in this. And they lay it on their father's and their mother's foot, you know, in their laps, and they did this. Your father and mother have produced some really high-quality children, too.
I think they did a great job with my brother and I just instilling very good ethics, work ethics, morals, things like that. And I think, proof is in the pudding, we're back here in Redding where they are. And I think a lot of families, you know, someone lives in New York or someone lives in Chicago, we are here supporting the family business, and we're committed to Redding. And we, all of us are out in the community doing what we can to improve.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that, and I know the family's proud of that.
Okay. So, and then a couple minutes here. Tell us again what you want to accomplish in your first 6 months. We've talked about a lot of things here.
We have. So just...
If you were king...
I was
or queen.
King, I would have a beautiful gown.
No.
And,
you know what I mean. If you could say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this and this and this.
If I had my wish list,
yes.
I'd like to pass the sales tax. I'd like to have those monies funded to where we have agreed with the people where they should go. I'd like to see that sobering center get off the ground. I'd love to have the discussion and maybe cohesion around a day center. And I'm happy to continue with the talks around the continuum of care and with homeless. Other issues that keep coming up, the fees for building and business. And so I'm open to all of those discussions, and I think as long as I'm working with a cohesive team and all of our goals are about improving Redding, it can be done.
Okay. Dr. Leah Tate, who is a candidate for Redding City Council. It's a I wonder why, you know, people approach me about running for office, and I would never do it, frankly, for a lot of reasons.
You'd be good.
I look at the people running for city council. We never, never, ever endorse anybody, and there's a reason for that.
Well, we want to stay neutral for everybody in the city level.
Yeah, and the county.
And the county level. Yeah. You know, we want to stay neutral because so everybody. It's a
because you're our neighbors, and whether I agree with what they say or not, or what they some of the proposals they have, I look at them as our neighbors who have taken this job because they want to do something for our community. And how can you endorse somebody over somebody else that for the, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts and because they really believe that, you know, they can do that. Now, it doesn't mean that we agree with everything or we think what they're doing is right, and we are the first to poke at people. And but I think the main thing is we all want our community to move forward. Would you support this, you know, my idea that I've been pushing for such a long time, that fiber optic cable to be moved downtown?
That is, I've researched that a little bit. Very interesting. I find it very interesting. The cost for me is the,
you know, that's true. And yep. I look at that as an investment for the future because we are on the cusp right now of Reading being IT and jumping up. We've got schools now starting to teach people coding and all of this. We are right here where we could bring in so
the
many
transition
jobs.
Piece.
The transition
You're right here.
Right. Okay.
That's great. Thank you, Dr. Leah Tate. And again, go to leahtate.com. You can see join her website, check her out, find out about her bio, read more about her. And, of course, through there you can find out the contact information. Anybody wants to email you or text you or Facebook or whatever, can get in touch with you. And I know that you're willing and able to sit down with people.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Leah Tate here. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful. It's going to be hot. Join us at The View Sunday from 11 to 2. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys this weekend.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. I'm Rich Thomason.
The 2016 Republican National Convention is history now, and the man at the center of it all says it couldn't have been better.
This convention has been a tremendous success.
So much so that Donald Trump is accusing his Democratic rival of trying to steal some of the GOP's thunder.
Hillary's trying to pick her vice president as fast as possible because she wants to take away a little of the success that we had at this convention.
As for who Clinton may pick as her running mate,
I think if it were me, I would know it by now, so probably not.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, reportedly on Clinton's short list, although he's not saying much about that.
I'm a happy senator. I'm not looking for another job.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack also reportedly in the running. And Clinton, stumping today in Florida, may announce her choice later in the day or perhaps tomorrow. Hundreds of mourners have gathered.